Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today's Friday of the second week of Easter, and Father reflect on today's Gospel from St. John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him because he himself knew that he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has five barley loaves and two fish, but what good are these for so many?" He said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Father.
All right, so we have a transition here from the resurrection gospels to basically going back in time to a miracle that would really lead to was the beginning of the Eucharistic discourse. And actually, that might be what's going on here, is we're entering into the Eucharistic discourse. And it's a setup for Jesus teaching us that he would come to us in the form of bread in the Eucharist. And he starts this miracle, starts his teaching off by performing an incredible miracle of multiplying 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 15,000, essentially. Now it says 5,000, but the reason I say about 15,000, they didn't really count women and children, so there would have been a great amount. But in today's gospel, I want to talk about how Jesus is teaching us a very valuable lesson about divine providence. That it's really, this miracle is a reflection of God's love for us, that he will feed us, essentially. Now, I'm not just saying with the Eucharist, which he will, but he will also feed us spiritually and physically on earth. He'll take care of us. And I think we as people, we struggle a lot with this concept that God really has our back, that he really is going to take care of it. Myself included, I struggle with this at times. I think that, you know, like, how am I going to do this? And I think sometimes I, as we all do, approach Jesus like Andrew, who says, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but how good are these for so many?" In other words, like, how am I going to do this with what you've given me, or how I'm feeling, or the money I have, or the energy I have, or the health that I have? Lord, how am I going to do your work, or how am I going to feed people, or how am I going to take care of my family? You know, we can go on and on, but we can be overwhelmed with things because we look at it merely from a human standpoint and not from a supernatural standpoint. I heard a funny story yesterday, and it's also powerful, about a sister of a priest, a good priest that I know, Monsignor Rob Pankey. His sister's name's Joan, and she was involved with the sort of helping the sisters, you know, in some ways, to patients. And the neighborhood didn't want this to be built because they were afraid that mosquitoes would bite the patients and then, like, you know, transfer their blood to them. And you know, so they wanted, like, medical proof that this was not going to happen. And so Joan, who was a nurse, went there in this interview with the city council or the town or the neighborhood council, whatever it might be, to affirm that, no, you can't get AIDS that way. And this is a good thing, that it's necessary to take care of these people who have no one to take care of them. So anyhow, they're in the interview And they're getting, the sisters are getting nailed with questions. And one of the questions was, well, who's going to pay for all this, you know, this big house and the care and the medicine and so forth. And the sister got on the microphone and she goes, it will be provided by divine providence. And the interviewer retorted, what's divine providence or who's divine providence? And Joan grabs the microphone. She goes, that is God. And I just thought about that, you know, God will do it. That is God, you know, and that he will supply for us. And it does say in the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. And in that section, it teaches us that the Father who gives us life will also take care of life, both physically and spiritually. So not just, so anyway, if you feel like you only have 5 loaves and 2 fish today to do what you need to do, remember this, that it doesn't take much for God to work that miracle in your life and to do things with it. And essentially, we have to trust in divine providence. And who is divine providence? It's God. It's God. Okay, so God bless you all. Have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.